Welcome to the Tony Gaskin Show, best-selling author, celebrity life coach, and international speaker. The purpose of this show is to bring you motivation, inspiration, and education in the areas of life, love, and business. Thank you for joining me. Now let's get started. Hey, thank you so much for joining me on Talks with Tony. I apologize, been away for a couple of weeks. Man, life just keeps getting crazy for me, get real busy. And then my engineer, he gets busy as well, so we kind of lost touch, but we are back. I always tell you, you know, you got to be careful when you bring your favor to somebody's life. They get jobs and they can't do what they was doing for you no more. So my engineer had him a big job and he got tied up and ain't had time for me. So y'all leave him a message in the comments. Just let him know, make time. Thank you. But on a serious note, I want to talk to you about, should you tell a man you are abstinent until marriage? You are abstaining until marriage. Now, this has come up over and over, and ladies keep asking me. I did an Instagram live on it, but it's going to expire, so they only leave it up for 24 hours. So I wanted to talk to you about it. I'm going to put my timer on so I don't talk to you for too long. But this is what I want you to understand, ladies. It is your body. I want you to understand that this is your body and that you don't have to tell a man what you plan to do with your body. You also have to realize that it is not his business. Realize that he does not own you. You are not his. You are not his wife. So he shouldn't even have the expectation of being able to sleep with you before marriage. That's the first problem that we have, is we have people who expect to have sex before marriage. A man should not come into your life with the expectation that you are going to get on your back and give your prized possession to him without a lifetime commitment. So that in itself is reason enough for you not to have to tell a man that you are abstaining until marriage. So understand that first, point blank and period. Now, the thing what I hear from ladies is you keep saying, well, I want to tell him because I want to be upfront and I want to be transparent and I want to be real. Okay, I understand that's what you want to be, but you need to understand that is not the world. You do not meet people and tell them your whole game plan. You do not go up against an opponent and give them your playbook. You have to realize that when you meet this man, you are an opponent to him, not a teammate. He is coming to see and to conquer. He is not coming to love and be with you because he does not know where you will stand in his life. So if you give him your blueprint and if you give him your game plan, it is going to work against you. He's going to use it against you because now he can plot and he can plan how and who he should be to win in this situation. So when you are open and transparent, you don't get cool points. You get fool points. That's what I need you to understand. So don't say, and then some women say, well, that's manipulating by telling him I'm not ready for sex instead of telling him I'm not having sex until marriage. You are not manipulating him by telling him you're not ready, because in essence, it is the same thing. To say that you are not having sex until marriage is the same thing as saying I'm not ready. You are actually safer saying I'm not ready, because if you say I'm not having sex until marriage and then you slip up 2 years in and you have sex, now you are a liar. Now he's going to assume, because men do not give you the benefit of the doubt. God does that. A man does not do that. He is going to assume that you plotted and that you played him and that you wanted to look like you were holier than thou. You wanted to look like a prize. You wanted to appear special. And so that's why you told him you were waiting until marriage. And then now here you are on your back with your legs open. He will lose respect for you. He will lose trust in you. So you are safer saying, I am not ready for sex. When that conversation comes up, you don't say that on the first date. You shouldn't have to say that in the first month. When it comes up, when he tries you. But if you have, if you're not giving him sexual energy and sexual vibes and you're not talking about sex and you're not telling him your sexual plans and what you plan to do with your body, he may not even bring sex up. He may just date you and build on a firm foundation, being like dating you, but actually being your friend and getting to know you. And you all are dating, but you are also good friends. He may not even bring sex up because little do you know, he may be planning to wait until marriage. But men are wiser in the sense that we don't tell all our business. The average woman speaks 25,000 words a day. The average man speaks 10,000 words a day. Men are not an open book. We have a poker face. We plan and we plot and we don't tell our whole life story. So ladies, you got to understand when you're dealing with a man, you have to have some reservations. You got to have some business that is your business. Don't go telling a man, don't read a man your entire script. Because if you read him the entire script, he will pick and choose what role to play. He will play Denzel Washington and you will get played like a deck of cards. You cannot go into a chess match with checkers rules. You will get ate alive. So I'm trying to give you the game. Don't get upset just because you've been doing it wrong the last six relationships, the last six guys you met. You done told them you're absent until marriage and then you lost them. And so now you want to defend your stance because you've been doing it wrong. Just realize you've been doing it wrong and be willing to make changes. Now, see, the next thing women say is, well, I'm separating the real from the fake. What you have to understand is that every man you meet is fake until it is real. Every man you meet is fake until it is real. When you meet a man, you're not going to meet the worst of him. You're not going to meet his mood swings. You're not going to meet the bad side. You're going to meet his representative. You won't know him until the relationship is committed, exclusive, and real. So when you tell a man that you are abstaining from sex until marriage, unless this is a virgin, even a good man is cutting you off. Because just because a man is having sex before marriage does not mean he's not a good man. He's not following Jesus Christ to the letter. He is living in sin, but that is 99% of men you meet. Single pastors are living in sin. Men in the church are living in sin. So if you're waiting to meet a perfect man, I want you to understand there's 7 billion people on the earth. Before the 7 billion, there was billions others. 2,000 years ago, we heard a story of one perfect man. Out of every man to ever walk the face of this earth, there is one perfect man who has ever walked the face of this earth, and that is Jesus Christ, Jesus Cristo, Jesus Christ, the one and the only. And guess what? If a man is going to sin, do you know what his sin is going to be? Sex sin. Because we were created to be fruitful and replenish the earth. That is the strongest desire in a man is sex. So a man will be having sex, but not curse, not drink, not smoke, not steal, not lie, but be having sex. So understand, if you're waiting on this man, and let's say there's a man who is a virgin or he's a born-again virgin and he is waiting until marriage himself. For one, he's not going to tell you because there's a social stigma around a man who doesn't have sex. He knows that you could possibly think that he's gay, or you could possibly think that he has HIV, or that you're going to make some excuse in your mind because he is so foreign, he's like a unicorn to you. So he could be waiting until marriage, and he's not going to tell you. If you, in turn, tell him, he is going to look at you like a clout chaser. You know what? This woman, she want brownie points. She want cool points. She want to look special. She trying to look different by telling me she waiting until marriage. I don't need to know that. Just keep your legs closed, and I'll find out. I'm not dumb. You don't have to tell me what you doing with your vagina. I didn't ask you that. Just keep your legs closed, and I will know. This is what he's saying to himself. So when you go writing it on your forehead that you're not having sex until marriage, he's going to lose respect for you anyways because you clout chasing. And so this is what you need to understand. Even that quote-unquote perfect man that you're waiting on don't want to hear that and don't need to hear that because he's not going to try you anyways. So you are offering information that is unsolicited information. And in Hollywood, we don't accept unsolicited materials. You got to get called for in order to come. So if a man is not asking you that question, then you don't need to answer that question. And if he asks you that question, that does not mean you have to give him a definite answer. So if he says, are you waiting until marriage for sex? For one, that's not a man who's waiting. That's the first red flag. That's not a man who's waiting. That is a man who is inquiring because he wants to know if he should stay with you and waste his time. And he also wants to know if he's going to stay with you, how much effort he needs to put into you. Even with that question, you say, I'm not having sex right now. I'm not ready to have sex. I am abstinent in this moment. I can't speak for tomorrow. I can't speak for next month. And truthfully, that is wisdom from the Bible. So for y'all saying, oh, that's deceptive, that's manipulative. No, the Bible tells you do not make promises because you don't have the power to make one hair on your head white or black. You can't add one cubit of height to your body. So let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. So you tell a man, I am abstinent in this moment. I am not ready for sex. I am single. So I'm obviously not having sex. I don't give my body a rate like that. So that's all I can tell you. But are you waiting until marriage? I don't know. I know that I'm not having sex until I'm ready. That's all you got to tell him. That's what you need to realize, that you have the right to have your business. I'm trying to give you the game. You're trying to set yourself up for failure. You're trying to play yourself by giving away every single thing. You don't tell somebody that you don't know, that is not your husband, all your business. Hey, guess what? I would like to connect with you in a more personal way. Have you ever thought about having a life coach? Have you ever felt like you needed to be around like-minded people? Are you trying to grow and learn more and push yourself to the next level? If that is you, then my new group is for you. Now, in this group, I have over 10 courses online that you can go through at your own pace. You can log out and log in as many times as you like. Inside of the system, you can also send me personal messages that I will personally respond to. We also have monthly power calls. Depending on your level of membership, you have access to the live call where I will share an on-time message and open the line for Q&A. In those same membership levels, you have access to the private Facebook group where you can connect and build with like-minded people to support one another. You also receive 1 to 2 free tickets to the annual conference. So look, I created this for you to remove all excuses. You have no excuse now to remain the same. So visit GaskinsUniversity.com. GaskinsUniversity.com and join the group. I look forward to working with you, and we will see you at the top. So, ladies, understand where I'm coming from with this. understand where I'm coming from with this. The last thing I heard from ladies was, you know what, this is my journey. And I have this, I do this on YouTube, and I, you know, this is my journey. And I heard that from two or three ladies, like, I wrote a book about it, or I got it on my Instagram, or I do it on YouTube. Listen to me. This is going to be tough for you. But you have to evaluate your true motives when you started this mission. Evaluate your true motives when you started this mission. Did you want attention? Did you want to look special? Or did you want to monetize this journey and make money from it by monetizing your videos on YouTube or by selling a book about it? Don't attach your income to your sex life. Don't attach your income to your sex life. See, when you are abstaining from sex, you are pleasing God, because God is against fornication. So that means it is a vow to God. When you have a vow to God, you not having sex is no different than you fasting. You know what fasting is? When you go without something, you go without food, or you go without a certain type of food or what have you, so that you can have clarity and so you can pray and so you can detox. The Bible tells you that when you are fasting, you should not tell anyone that you are fasting, that you should not go on the corners like the Pharisees and look sick to get attention because you are fasting. But you should get up, wash your face, dress yourself, and go about your life in a normal way. The same thing applies when you're on an abstinent journey, when you are abstaining from sex. No one should know that you are abstaining from sex, because sex is what happens in your bedroom. You should not be talking about a bedroom act in public. That is like a Pharisee move. So you can promote abstinence. You can tell people, hey, you know, wait, you know, save your body. But don't say, this is what I'm doing, and this is how, you know, I'm doing it while you're in it, because you need to succeed first. Because when you are telling all of that you're doing in your private time, in your bedroom, you don't know that you're going to succeed. You have made up everything in your mind that says you will. But I guarantee you, if you meet a man who is tall, dark, and handsome, amazing smile, six-pack of abs, read books, don't curse, don't drink, don't smoke, go to church, love God, read his Bible, he wines you, he dines you, full body massage, you drop your guards because he said he's abstaining until marriage. He is the perfect man. He abstaining until marriage. Listen here, that massage so quickly turned into a French kiss. That French kiss so quickly turned into licking on your neck. Licking on your neck so quickly turned to licking somewhere else. Licking somewhere else so quickly will turn to sex. It before you even realize it, you will have dropped your guards and been knocked off. And now what you going to do with your whole business? What are you going to do with your whole business? You going to get up and be a hypocrite? Are you going to get up and go tell that story too? And so now everybody who got hope in you, everybody who listening to you, now they lose all hope. See, God ain't never tell you to promote your journey. God tell you to tell your testimony. So until you succeed, until you abstain, until marriage, and you get married to a loving man and you in a healthy marriage, you don't have a testimony. You talk about it after it's done. You don't announce your moves, because when you announce your moves, you're setting yourself up for failure. You're setting yourself up to be attacked by the devil, to be attacked by the adversary. You're setting yourself up for failure. You don't announce your moves before the moves are made. You talk about it when it's done. You go and you tell about it when it's done. Don't go. The Bible tell you don't be shouting stuff on the street corners. Don't go pray in public like the Pharisees. If it says that about praying and about fasting, How much more do you think that applies to your sex life? Come on now. Come on now. Think on this now. Come on now. Come on now. Be real now. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. You're breathing hard. You're questioning your whole life. You're like, oh, man, I got to up in my YouTube. Oh, man, what I got to change my whole brand. Oh, man. You question, like, look, you should have consulted, you know, a Christian or somebody who believe in abstinence for God before you started this here, you know. And if you're not Christian, you have nothing to do with God, then this don't apply to you. But I'm still telling you, even in that, you're setting yourself up for failure. Because now what you're going to do, what you are going to do, you got to see, you don't understand men if you're doing this. You don't understand men. For one, a man don't want a woman who kiss and tell. So you are dooming yourself to singleness by talking about your sex life, which abstaining from sex is your sex life. You're dooming yourself to singlehood because a man does not want a woman who tell all her business. And if you will tell your business about what you do with your private area, that man know you will tell your business about everything. No man wants a woman who tell all the business. So you're dooming yourself to single life, or you are setting yourself up for a narcissist or a sociopath or a guy who his worth is found in doing the unthinkable or the impossible. See, you have what you need to understand about men is that we love notches in our belt. And what you need to understand about a grown boy is that grown boys love notches in their belt that have to do with sex. There are atheist men who their sole goal is to get a Christian woman in bed in sin. That is proving to themselves that God is not real, because God does not have the power in this woman's life to keep her abstinent, to keep her out of fornication. There are atheist men who will sleep with women of faith just to prove a point to themselves. So there are men who, when you say you are abstinent, when you tell a man that you are abstaining until marriage, you have just become a challenge. You have just become a challenge. And guess what? You will not see this coming. And if you see this coming, that means you will be blocking every man that comes in your life, because you will look at every man with the side eye. And now that will also block you from receiving real love. And it's all, and now you are doomed to this lifestyle because you told all of your intimate business. It is going to hurt you either way. So you will have a man who will come and he will pretend to be a virgin, or he will pretend to be a born again virgin who is waiting until marriage. But then he will do every single thing that makes you fall in love. And understand this, and you're going to know the truth about this. If a man makes love to your mind, he can make love to your body. In marriage or outside of marriage, I don't care what your commitment is. If a man makes enough love to your mind, you will give him your body eventually outside of marriage. And if this man's sole goal is to get you to do something sexual, it might not even be intercourse. It might be some another oral sex. It might be something else sexual. That may be his goal. If he winds you and dines you and loves you, does everything that speaks love and genuineness, honesty, trust, and if he is the amazing man, because you were created for love, because you were created to reciprocate what a man gives you, you will be weakened and you will be broke down, and he will succeed. He will date you for 3 years, and because he's amazing, you won't even think about leaving. You'll wonder when is marriage coming. But you're going to say, I'm not going to leave this man. So after 3 years, you're going to feel like you're married. And then you're going to start to question your commitment. And now you're going to say, well, do I really have to wait till marriage? Or can I just wait to a real commitment? I have a real commitment, and this is an amazing man. And if I don't give it to him, somebody else is, because he's not a virgin. Or even if he is a virgin, now he's questioning sex and he's wondering, should he have sex before marriage so that he can experience it? So I want to be that person who gives it to him. This is what you say to yourself. Now you find yourself on your back. Now you find yourself on your back. And congratulations. You have just played yourself. You have just played yourself. Why? Because you told all your business. Because you want to be an open book when ain't nobody ask you to open your book. You want to tell your journey instead of telling your testimony. Don't talk to me about what you're doing. Talk to me about what you have done. Talk to me about where you have succeeded. Because if you're telling me about where you're going, that don't do me no good because you have not gotten there. So you telling me about that you abstaining from marriage and the five reasons why, I do not care. Don't nobody care about your private life and your sex life and what you're doing. Live that life, get married, then tell people your five reasons why you did it and how it succeeded. People need social proof. People need proof in the pudding. We don't want to hear about what you're doing before you do it and all of that. That's what I need you to understand. So if you have made abstinence your business, that's your first mistake. Because that's not a good business to be in. You should not have a business based around your bedroom, your lifestyle, your sexual life. No. Make your business about empowering women, about self-love, about self-respect. And then it is understood that abstaining until marriage is a part of that. But don't make your sole business about your abstinence. That's not smart. That's not smart. So I challenge you to really think about this and really be open-minded about that and go delete them videos and keep your bedroom and your private life and all of that and your plans of what you're trying to do. Keep that to yourself. And then you just can give empowering messages. You can give empowering messages. You can share that kind of stuff. So understand that. This is where I'm coming from. Telling a man all your business is never, ever going to benefit you. One lady, she was saying, what should I tell this man? He want to know about my whole past. Understand this. He's not telling you his whole past. Your past is your past. He said, if he don't know my whole past, he don't really get to know me. Get to know me for who I am right now. Don't worry about who I was. Who am I right now? Don't worry about who I was to Tom, Dick, and Harry. Who am I to you? That's how you got to give it to a man. You can't let him try to dictate and control you and tell you what you can and can't do and who you can and can't be and what you got to do to be in his life. You be who you know you need to be. You do what you know you need to do. You tell what you know you need to tell. And what you don't have to tell, you don't tell it. And if he don't like it, he can keep it moving. That's how you separate the real from the fake. You don't separate the real from the fake by telling all your business because you're going to lose every man, even the good men, even the abstinent men. You're going to lose all of them. All of them, I'm trying to tell you. And if you're sitting here and listen to me and you on this abstinence journey and you've been telling all your business to every man you meet or you made YouTube videos and wrote books about it and you still single, that's proof to what I'm telling you. That is proof to what I'm telling you. And I'm telling you this because I'm a man. I'm telling you this because I done met every type of man that there is. I'm telling you this because I was on teams with men from the age of 7 to the age of 21. I'm telling this because I understand the male mindset, and I'm telling this because I know you don't understand the male mindset because you're a woman, and you're not going to understand it on the level that I understand it. You're not going to be able to articulate on the level that I can articulate it because you are not a man, and God did not give a woman the ability to understand a man, and he did not give a man the ability to understand a woman in our completeness, in our wholeness, in the entirety of who we are as human beings. We don't have the ability to completely understand one another. So when you meet someone from the opposite sex who has a hold on this thing and they are able to articulate and they are in a sound and stable place in their life. If I was still single and womanizing, don't listen to me. If a man is still single, he's not married, you can't listen to his advice about the male mind because he's speaking from where he is. But if your goal is to be married with a faithful man, when you meet a man who is married and faithful and he giving you the male mindset, that's the mindset you want to listen to. Not the guy who say he in a relationship, but you ain't never seen his wife. Not the guy who say in a relationship, but you ain't seen his girlfriend or his fiance and you haven't seen her glow. You cannot attest to he is treating her the way he says he's treating her or that he even has her. You don't want to listen to that. The single man giving you relationship advice, you don't want to listen to that. You got to listen to somebody who's talking to you from the space where you're trying to get to. In every aspect of life, you want to listen to a broke financial advisor? You want to listen to an out-of-shape fitness trainer? Okay. Listen to what I'm telling you now. Hey, this Tony Gaskin had to drop that on y'all. So many ladies was confused about this thing, and you're stuck in your way because you done made the mistake, and we hate to be wrong, so we try to argue our wrongness instead of just accepting the other side of it and admitting that we've been doing this thing wrong and then getting it right. I had to give it all away to you, blood raw. Hey, this is Tony Gaskin. Thank you so much for joining me. If you have a question for me, send it to inbox@tonygaskins.com. Thank you so much. God bless you. We'll talk soon.